Hello， 大家好，新年快乐！我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, Happy New Year's Eve. This is Adam.
哦，对，你这个更确切，因为我们今天节目首发播出的时间呢是2021年的12月31号，所以咱们还没有到2022年啊。We're still, 今天是 New Year's Eve.
Right, but of course we don't know when you guys are listening to this, so maybe the new year has already arrived.
对，那讲到新年这个新气象新开始啊，我们今天的节目呢就要教教大家新New 这个英语词在里面的一些新的用法。
Right, that's right. So a new way to look at new.
Oh, I like it. 虽然这个词很简单，但是我们今天要分享的呢，都是一些特别地道的英语短语，还有一些固定的搭配，也许你之前没有学过。所以对于我们现在迎接新的一年 ,a brand new year 来说呢，这真是再适合不过了。
Ooh, brand new. That is a great place to start because Christmas was a week ago and I got so much brand new stuff.
Oh, 你有很多新的礼物是吧? Brand new gifts.
Well, to be honest, I didn't. But when I was a kid, I always loved getting brand new things. This year, I got brand new socks.
对,所以呢, brand new 就是你可以把新更加的去强调,就是真的很新很新的一个方法。
Right, right. Now, there is one other word that we can add after brand to make it sound even more new, even newer, and that is spanking.
Spanking 不是打屁股吗?就是有些家长说you can't spank your kids, 不能打小朋友。
Yes, okay, guys, do not spank your kids, but you could buy them a brand spanking new toy, for example.
就是崭新的,真的非常非常新的意思。
That's right.
所以 brand 我们都知道啊，它有一个意思是品牌，但是这里为什么把品牌和 new 放在一起，我们也不用去深究。总之 brand new 就听起来 it's super new, but if you say brand spanking new, wow, even newer, like hot off the factory, 刚刚做好。
How could it be so new?
对，其实另外还有一个词，我们也可以加在 new 的前面来起到相同的作用。
Are you talking about a whole new whole?
I am. 所以我们可以把 whole, W-H-O-L-E 这个词加在前面啊。所以 a whole new year or a whole new beginning 是不是听起来也是比你光说 a new year 要更 exciting 一点。
Right, so keep in mind, guys, that a whole is something that is complete, right? So when we say a whole new something, it means...completely different from the old one.
就是中文全新的,彻头彻尾都是新的,从头到脚都是新的。
Right, or again, like that very famous Disney song, A Whole New World.
一个崭新的世界啊。好,那看完了这几种在 new 前面加词呢, let's move on to some expressions, 小短语。
Okay, well, there is one that maybe isn't super new because Jenny and I use it pretty much every year, but it is important to review this time of the year, and that is out with the old and in with the new.
就是旧的不去,新的不来。
Right, so there should be no question or no doubt here why we use this at New Year's.
对,因为新的一年的时候,我们都想要有一个全新崭新的开始嘛,所以呢,你要把一些老的东西或者老的习惯啊，那些不太好的改掉，对不对 ？Out with the old， 然后才能迎接 in with the new。
You got it。
但是这句话我想再说一下的，就是中文里面我们讲到旧的不去，新的不来，常常是说就是啊，这个东西很旧了，坏了，所以呢，可能要换一下。但在英文里面，这个可以是就像我刚刚说的，比如 old habits 一些。就是抽象的东西，对吗?
Right, exactly. It can pretty much mean anything.
但是讲到如果你一个东西啊，觉得有点旧了 ,out with the old, in with the new, 就想去换个新的。但现在大家都很环保，就觉得不要这么轻易的就丢东西，是吧？因为有的时候这个旧东西你稍稍给它捯饬一下，就像新的一样。
Right, sometimes just with a little bit of paint or a little slight repair, it can be as good as new.
所以 good as new 呢也很容易理解，就是它现在这个老的东西又重焕新生，又变得很好，就像新的一样。
Right, exactly. This is something my father uses a lot because he does not like this out with the old part. He keeps all of the old things and recycles them and reuses them. But the other place we might hear this phrase is at the doctor's office.
啊，为什么医生会跟病人说这句话？
Well, you've got kids, you know, when they are injured, when they are hurt, they'll be crying and they'll think, oh, mommy, this hurts so much. Oh, the pain. But the doctor might give them a Band-Aid and some candy and yeah, suddenly they're fine. They're as good as new.
就医生安慰小朋友。你刚刚讲医生，我吓一跳，我还以为医生给你做一个手术，然后说你现在这个新的 body, 你新的这个身体 good as new.
Right, well, they could be, right? It could be something as small as a scratch or maybe an operation. The point is, you're better now. You are as good as new.
Okay, got it.哎，其实我们一直就是又在说 old, 又在说 new 啊，这个新新旧旧都在一起。比如下面的这一句话也是 combine both of these words.
Right, and this one also includes a little cute dog.
Oh, I love dogs. So 这句话是什么呢？
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
你不能教一只年纪大的狗新把戏。这听起来不是很 respectful, 听起来会不会有一点不礼貌呀？
I mean, I suppose when you think about it, it doesn't sound very nice. Generally speaking, we are not going around calling old people old dogs.
Oh, right, 千万不行。
It's just a phrase.
诶，但是这句话的意思是说人年纪大了以后很难学新东西，还是更像你知道中文里面那个江山易改本性难移，就是你很难 change 一个人的 nature.
Yeah, it's definitely got that leopard can't change its spots meaning. I think a lot of people use this to kind of self-deprecate.
对，就是一些年纪大的人比如学电脑呀手机上的东西，他会自嘲，就说you can't teach an old dog new tricks, 但是绝对不要你去跟一个年纪大的人说这句话 because I just think it's way too rude.
Yeah, I can't really imagine. I've never even thought of doing that once in my life. I always hear it from an old person. Well, you know, it's bad, but can't teach an old dog new tricks.
对，好，那我们接下来呢再看看，哇 it's a whole new beginning, it's a brand new beginning, 就是我们可以 turn over a new leaf.
A leaf? Like a maple leaf?
我要问你啊，这是英语里面的，我也觉得很奇怪为什么是叶子，但是我又觉得中文里面我们说展开新的一页，但那个页是 a new page, you know?
Right, well, interestingly enough, leaf can also refer to paper, so that's really what this phrase means, turn the page.
Oh, okay, 就是展开一个新的篇章，是不是？ Like a new chapter.
It could be a new chapter, it could be a new book, you know, the point is it's a new beginning.
Right, 所以这句话呢就是你新年的时候经常用啊，用来鼓励自己或者鼓励别人， you know, a new year, 2022, let's turn over a new leaf.
Right, now one thing about this phrase, and this is what was kind of tripping me up about the old dog new tricks, is we often hear this phrase, turn over a new leaf,when someone is, let's say that they have done some bad things in the past. Not just bad habits, but maybe something like crime.
Oh, 但是后来他好了。
Right, they've turned over a new leaf. They have reformed.
Oh, okay, 就是他做到了改他的本性。是吧
That's right.
我们要庆祝，对对对，我们要庆祝这个 start anew.
Yes, yes. So here is a kind of a strange word. We've been talking about new this and new that. Here we have anew.
对, anew, 就是在new前面 加上 a 这个字母啊，它是一个副词。那所以你看英语这个语法嘛，你不可以说 to start new， 你一定要说 to start a new something， 对不对？后面加名词。但如果你后面没有名词，你直接就想说我要有一个新开始， then you can say to start a new, use an adverb.
Right, now this word anew is not super common. It's very, very old, but this phrase start anew or to start anew is still pretty useful. We use it a lot, all the time.
好，那学完了这些非常有用的小短语以后呢，今天我们节目的最后呢，要分享一些用 new 来形容一个人。
Okay, well, I still remember when I showed up in Guangzhou and started playing music. And of course, there were other foreigners there who were already playing music. So they all called me the same thing, the new kid on the block.
Oh, new kid on the block. 这个 block 就是 like neighborhood, 在一个地方对吗
Right, Jenny from the block.
Jennifer Lopez 的一首歌哈。那这个 new kid on the block 是英语里面它非常 established 的一个很常用的说法，就是形容任何时候，比如公司来了一个新的人，或者像 Adam 说的，他到一个新的城市，加入一个行业，然后在那个地方其他的人就会说 Oh, we've got a new kid on the block.
Right, exactly. So you guys might be wondering, is it negative? Is it positive? It's really neither. It depends how the other people see you.
对，我也觉得他就是很客观，很中立嘛，因为你就是 new 啊，你就是新来，就初来乍到的嘛。
Right, but you know, in other situations, when you call somebody new, you are making a much more negative statement, like, what are you, new?
Oh, 好好但我们这边啊这个 new kid on the block, 首先它不是只能指小孩 kids,、你这个我们 adults, 大人这句话也能用。第二除了别人可以叫你是 new kid on the block, 你也可以自我介绍的时候说 Hey, I'm Jenny, I'm the new kid on the block, 我新来的。
That's right, that's right. Now,、if you're thinking, hey, Jenny, hey, Adam, I don't want to make fun of myself like that. I just want to introduce myself. You can just say, hey, I'm the new guy.
Oh, I'm the new gal.
I'm the new gal.
不是因为我是女生我总不见得跟人家说 I'm the new guy 吧因为我又不是男的 I'm not a guy. 如果一个女生她怎么说呢 I'm the new girl.
Yeah, the new girl sounds pretty good.
对因为我刚说那个 new gal, G-A-L, 它就是 girl 一个比较 slang, 比较街头口语的叫法就是和 girl 意思是一样的啊。
Right, and if you're afraid that maybe saying I'm the new gal, I'm the new girl is not appropriate, you can always say I'm the new neighbor, I'm the new accountant, I'm the newLieutenant, whatever.
就是用更正式的，你到底是新的什么人？很确切，很具体的告诉别人啊。好，那你刚刚说有的时候这个 new 有一点可能就是在嘲笑别人很青涩啊，刚来的什么都不懂。接下来的这个词是不是就有点这样 mocking 的意思
？It can be. This is a really fun word to talk about with students, and this is.Newbie.
Newbie, 就是 new 后面加 B-I-E 组成一个词。它的意思就是讲一个就是 the new kid on the block, 是吗
You were right on the money before, Jenny, when you said new kid on the block is very objective and neutral. Newbie is much more playful.
对对它听起来就是挺好玩挺 fun 的一个词哈。但它这里有没有贬低的意思啊就是说你这个就 beginner, total beginner, 初学者零基础。
But again, I think it's this idea of you are playing with that. Yes, you are new at something, but you recognize that. You're having fun with it. So, hey guys, sorry, I'm just a newbie.
I'm just a newbie. 我觉得这个也挺就除了你是新加入一个什么公司啊新搬到一个地方 ,newbie 也常常来形容你在某一件事情 skill 上面你是刚刚学比如说哦我做菜做得不太好我刚刚学做菜 ,I'm a newbie.
Right, or I'm a cooking newbie or something. Now, there is one other word you might see on the internet with a different spelling, but it's the same idea. N-O-O-B, noob. That one almost always is bad. Oh, these noobs. I can't stand these noobs.
Okay.
What a noob.
那个就是有点贬低嘲笑别人，对吧？那个不好，我们不要教大家了哈。我们来教点好的。最后还有一个用 new 来形容人的，而且这个词应该也可以来形容一些 ideas， 就新鲜的想法，对吗？
Right, right. Because what do big companies need? They need people, of course, but they also need ideas. They need new ways of doing things.
So they need some new...
blood.
New blood, 血淋淋。但是中文我们也会说需要新鲜的血液啊，输入新鲜的血液。
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of languages have the same idea. We all have blood, after all, and blood is pretty useful. And when it gets stale, it's not super healthy.
New blood 就是可以形容新的人或者想法 or just like a new energy, right?
Right, right, exactly.
对，所以这个我觉得公司是挺常用的啊。We need some new blood. 就对个人来说 I don't think I've ever said,比如 in my personal life, I need some new blood.
Yeah, we don't say it to talk about our circle of friends or anything. You just made me think there have probably beenhundreds, if not thousands, of cartoons or comics written where it's a board of directors, but they're all vampires, and they all say, ah, we need some new blood.
好吧。好，那今天我们的节目就快要结束了啊。最后呢，不知道大家今天12月31号这个 New Year's Eve， 你有没有一些好玩的节目 ？Maybe you're out partying, celebrating with your friends. Maybe you guys are counting down 倒数新年 together.
That's right. Or maybe this is the first time you've ever taken part in a Western New Year's celebration. Maybe you're a newbie.
对，总之欢迎大家告诉我们你是怎么来庆祝元旦的，以及why don't you guys tell us 你在新的一年最期望、最 look forward to 的事情是什么
？That's right. Or are you planning on turning over any new leaves？
Yeah, come and let us know. 好，那也谢谢 Adam 跟我一起加班做节目啊，跟大家辞旧迎新。Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you in the new year. A brand new year.
That's right. Happy New Year, guys.